It is good to see everyone here. Glad that we all get to be together. Sunday nights, we start with a brief kind of Bible class together. And so it's a little more open opportunity for participation. We do this for the first few minutes together, what we call a Soldiers of Christ Bible class, and particularly talking about the life of Christ right now. And then do that for a few minutes, and then we just transition right into our worship service. And so at that time, we'll ask the men to come up who are leading and get you up front, but we'll be a few minutes until we do that. So I want to ask you to get your Bibles out and go to Matthew chapter 4 tonight. Last week we started talking about the temptations of Jesus, but we didn't even really get to talk about the temptations of Jesus. We talked about some other things in the process in leading up to that. And so I want you to get your Bibles. And so here's the deal. Here's some down at the bottom of the screen. Open book test, free for all, okay? When you're trying to figure out temptations of Jesus, when you hear a Bible subject, when you hear even a Bible chapter, it'd be good to have just a general idea. What are we talking about here? All right? So, anybody can answer this, all right? Old or young, anybody can answer this. What do we read about in Matthew chapter 1? Genealogy of Jesus, all right? You got the genealogy and the birth of Jesus right there in Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 2, what do we read about? Early childhood of Jesus. He's a young child, and that's when somebody tries to kill baby Jesus. Who was the man who tried to kill him? Who tried to wipe him out? Herod. Which Herod? Herod the Great. He wasn't all that great. He was kind of pitiful, all right, from our perspective. From his perspective, he was Herod the Great. All right, so Matthew chapter 3, what do we read about? Baptism of Jesus. Matthew chapter 4, what do we read about? Temptation of Jesus. Now, that's not the only things that we read in those chapters. That's the highlight. That's to help you remember what's in those chapters. All right? Where can I find some major Bible events? So, we go to Matthew chapter 4. All right? Matthew chapter 4. Who was it who tempted Jesus three times in the wilderness? Who? The devil. Who tempts everybody to do wrong? The devil. That's his job, right? Right, Melanie? It's the devil. He's the deal. He's the one who messes things up for us. Did he try to tempt Jesus? Yeah, he did. So I'm going to try. Let me come back to this. I'm going to try and see if we can talk about the temptation of Jesus, talk about what the devil did, and talk about what Jesus did. All right? And I want to see if we can key in on some words that can help us to remember what the devil did and what Jesus did. All right? So, first thing I want us to talk about, David. First thing I want us to talk about, the devil was tricky. The devil, what was the devil? Tricky. What does that mean to be tricky? We're not talking about trick or treat, all right? That's a little bit later on this month. We're not talking about trick. He was tricky. What does it mean to be tricky? Deceitful. He was what? Sneaky. That's some of you are sneaky. He was what? I think somebody said it. Cunning. Genesis 3 says he was more cunning than any beast of the field. You know why? Because he was a snake. That's pretty cunning. All right? Can you imagine if Satan had taken on the form of a sloth? How deceptive would that have been? A sloth comes along and says to Jesus, he can't even talk very... I mean, can you imagine if he had taken on the form of a sloth? What if he had come as a turtle? I'm waiting on you. You got to get over here. You're supposed to tempt me. I'm waiting on... Can you imagine what better form for the devil to take than a serpent? Doesn't that just fit? He comes along and he's tricky. What does that mean? You can't trust him. Can you trust tricky people? Can you trust deceitful people or cunning people or the other adjectives or synonyms you use? Can you trust them? Oh, you better, because they get you once, right? You're like, oh, I shouldn't have believed you. And then they try it again. Oh, you got me again. You don't trust tricky people. Do you trust the devil? That's his nature. His nature is cunning. His nature is deceit. You can't ever trust him. Now, that was the devil. The devil was tricky. What was Jesus? When the devil was tricky, Melanie, when the devil was tricky, what was Jesus? Jonah's got it. Jesus was ready. When the devil's going to be tricky, what do you need to be? Ready. Was Jesus ready? Oh, he was ready. How did he get ready? What did he do? Matthew chapter 4. What did he do to get ready? He fasted. What does it mean to fast? You're right, David. I'm coming to that. What does it mean to fast? For 40 days? He didn't eat or drink for 40 days. You'd be ready for the devil too, right? I mean, you'd be in a mood. You'd be in a mood. Nobody'd mess with you, not after no food and water for 40 days. Hangry. So, now, what's the point of fasting? It's not just to lose weight, all right? Jesus was not on a, he's not on a diet here. Why is he fasting? What's he trying to do? What'd you say? He was learning the Bible. He was studying the Bible so that he could quote the Bible. The devil's going to be tricky. Jesus says, uh-uh, I'm going to be ready. How do you get ready for the devil? The same way Jesus did. You study the Bible. All right, so the devil comes along. Rod, the devil comes along. The devil's not only tricky, all right, that's his nature. What else was the devil? He was daring. He was daring. What does that mean? What does it mean to be daring? He was bold. He came after Jesus. He came after the Son of God. I mean, that's swinging for the fence, isn't it? I mean, that's swinging for the parking lot. That's going as big as you can go. All right, I'm going to go after Jesus. That's pretty daring to go after Jesus. He's God. What about Jesus? The devil is daring coming after Jesus. What happened with Jesus? He was tempted. The devil was daring. Jesus was tempted. What does that mean? Jesus was actually tempted to do wrong. That means he had to think about it. That means the devil was close to getting him. Now, how does that work? In Matthew chapter 4, let me back up. Matthew chapter 4. What was the first temptation? What was the devil's first temptation? Food. That doesn't take a genius to figure out that if somebody hasn't been eating for 40 days, here's what might tempt them. I mean, there's some things that you don't normally eat, but if you hadn't eaten for 40 days, you'd be like, all right, bring it on. All right? Because you'd be hungry. Now, I want you, where do we read about temptations of Jesus? What chapter is that? Matthew chapter 4. Okay, where do we read about the first time the devil ever tempted anybody? Genesis chapter, not one, not two, three. Good. All right, so the first time we read about the devil tempting somebody is in Genesis chapter 3. What did the devil tempt Eve with? Food. The devil's like, hey, worked back then. I'll try it again. Devil's not real bright. Have you caught on to that? He doesn't try new things. All right? He's the same old dumb devil that he's always been. He's using the same old bag of tricks that he's always used. Well, I'll tempt this person to eat. She ate. Go figure. All right, well, here's Jesus. I'll just tempt him to eat too. It worked for her. Didn't work on Jesus. Why not? What was Jesus' response? Response, answer to the first temptation. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. What does that say? What's more important? Your body or your soul? Your life on this earth or your life going to heaven? Your life getting ready to go to heaven. That's more important. So here's the devil. All right, two things. What's the devil? The devil, David, what was the devil? Tricky. Hey, Rod, what was the devil? Daring. Good. All right. Who was over here? Ready. Who was the ready? Was that Melanie? Were you the ready? Who was ready? Who was the ready? I forgot. Who said ready? Jonah, you said ready? All right, Jonah, you were the ready one. Who was tempted over here? Who said Caleb, right? Sorry, I'm getting old. I can't remember it. So, all right, so the devil was tricky. The devil was daring. Jesus was, and Jesus was tempted. Good. All right, you're with me. All right, so come back over here. What was the third thing the devil was? Brian, what was the third thing? And this is a big old weird word. You can almost, what was the, he was, the devil was persistent. You got Matthew chapter 4 open? Look in Matthew chapter 4. What does the devil do in verse 3? What does he come and do? What's he even called in verse 3? What's his name? The tempter. He comes and tempts Jesus in verse 3. All right, now, drop down to verse 8. Well, let me go to verse 6. What does he do to Jesus in verse 6? He tempts him again. What is the first word you got in verse 8? Again. What does the word again mean? He is persistent. This guy's not giving up. If Jesus had told you no once, would you have been like, okay, never mind. I thought I'd try. No biggie. I'll leave you alone. If Jesus had told you no twice, how long does it take for somebody to tell you no for you to get the message? Don't answer that out loud, okay? How long does it take for somebody to tell you no for you to get the message? Jesus told him no the second time. What's the devil do? He's not real bright, is he? Have you had a dog like that before? That you keep pushing the dog away and he keeps coming back? Well, that's the devil, all right? So the first word in verse 8, again, he's persistent. But guess what? Guess what, Sophie? If the devil is persistent, Sophie, guess what Jesus is? He's persistent. What does that mean? The devil kept coming. And what did Jesus, kept is not a good word there. The devil kept coming, but what did Jesus kept doing? What did Jesus keep doing? He kept quoting Scripture. What? Look in verse 7. Do you see a persistent word in verse 7? It is written again. Jesus used the same word. He's like, you want to bring it on? Okay, bring it on. The devil keeps being persistent, and Jesus keeps going back to the same well of success. What's his well of success? Scripture. What did he do? How Jesus effectively responded to every temptation of the devil. He just quoted Scripture. And it worked, didn't it? He was persistent. The devil was kept coming, so Jesus like, all right, I'll keep coming. All right, number four. What was the devil? Trevin? He was resisted. What does James chapter 4 tell us to do? Resist the devil. So the devil was resisted. Well, how was he resisted? What was Jesus doing? Levi, you know what Jesus was doing? Resisting. Jesus is resisting, and so what was the devil? He's resisted. Jesus kept pushing back. Jesus kept saying no. Jesus kept not allowing this to happen. And so what was the devil? The devil was ultimately defeated. And if, what does that mean? Let's give it an easier word. He lost. The devil, Lucas, the devil lost. The devil lost. So what does that mean? If the devil lost, hey, Catherine and Connor, if the devil lost, what does that mean that Jesus did? He won. Jesus won, the devil lost. When the devil comes tempting us, can you look down this list? When the devil comes tempting us, is he going to be tricky? Yep, he's going to be tricky. Is he going to be daring? If he took on Jesus, you think he's afraid of you? Is he going to be daring? Is he going to be persistent? He's going to keep coming. But can he be resisted? Yep. And when he can be resisted, can he be defeated? Yes. So, look in verse 11. What happened with the devil in verse 11? He left him. Resist the devil and he will do what? He'll flee from you. The devil was run off. What happened with Jesus in that verse? He was comforted. You look at this list of things that happened between Jesus and the devil. The devil's going to come at us and tempt us to do wrong. He came at Jesus and tempted him to do wrong. He tempted him three different ways. How did he tempt him? Make bread out of these stones. He took him up. What was the third temptation? What did he show him? And it's the third temptation in Matthew's account. What did he show him? All the kingdoms. I'll give all of this to you. Look at this. Look, Jesus. I'm going to give all of this to you. What did Jesus have to do? Just bow down. Just bow down to me and I'll give all this to you. What was the second temptation? What did he tempt Jesus to do in the second temptation? Here, I'll come back to it. What did he tempt him to do? He took him up on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said, throw yourself off of here. Well, that's not really a temptation, is it? I mean, have you ever been up on the pinnacle of the temple and just thought, you know what? I think it'd be a good idea to jump off right now. That's not really a temptation. What was the temptation? God will save you. God will save you. And this is the temptation where the devil starts quoting scripture back to Jesus. Isn't that something? The devil started quoting scripture. You know the devil knows scripture? You know when people were possessed by demons in the New Testament? You know what they always spoke about Jesus? The truth. You're the Son of God. They knew the truth. Devil knows scripture too. What did he say? Cast yourself off of here. You know what God will do? Oh, he'll send his angels. And when he sends his angels and the angels lower you back down. Here's kind of the paraphrase of the remainder of that. When the angels lower you down to the earth, guess what everybody will know then? Guess what everybody's going to know when they see angels lowering you back down to the ground? What are they going to know? You're the Son of God. You will have proven once and for all that you are the Son of God. Let me show you a word that the devil uses. Look in verse 3. What's the first word the devil uses in verse 3? Now when the tempter came to him, he said, quote, first word, if. Look in verse 6. Devil comes to him again and said to him, if. Look in verse 9. Devil said, all these things I will give you if. What's he trying to do? That little word if is to get inside of Jesus' head. If you can almost hear it like a serpent saying it, can't you? You can almost hear that tongue just flittering on that serpent saying, if what? If you're the Son of God. Did Jesus know that he was God? Did he know he was the Son of God? Absolutely. If, come on, Jesus, prove it. Go ahead and prove you're the Son of God. Turn these stones into bread. That's like nothing for you. You could do that. If you're the Son of God, hey, you know what? Cast yourself off of this temple. The angels will save you. Oh, and you'll prove you're the Son of God. You know, the devil hasn't learned any new tricks. Those same three tricks he used on Eve. Genesis chapter 3, what did he say to Eve? What did he say? What happened with Eve about that fruit? When she looked at it, she desired it. When she looked at it, she saw that it was good. Ooh-wee, it looks good to me. I mean, if you were in the garden, what wouldn't have been good, right? I mean, what wouldn't have looked good? And the devil convinced her that if you eat this, you'll be like God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. Don't worry about the things of the world. Don't love the things of the world, because they're not of the Father. What are the things of the world? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, pride of life. Those three tricks is what he used on Eve. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Those three tricks, what he used on Jesus. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Those three tricks, it's what he uses on us. And if we know he's going to come after us, if we know that's what he's trying to do, then we can be ready for him. We can be ready for those lusts of the flesh when he's going to come and try to get us to give in to our desires. He's going to come at us with the lust of the eyes. That looks about right. That sounds good to me. Sounds good to you, right? I mean, that works. Can your eyes deceive you? Can your eyes make believe that something's okay and just get you to go along with it? Pride of life. Is the devil going to come at you and make you think you're all that? That you're special? And that you deserve things? And doggone it, people like me, right? Was that Paul Smiley? Smiley? Everybody likes me, so I deserve this. He's going to convince you of that. Guy Smiley. It was Guy Smiley. Sorry, it took me a minute to remember the guy's name. Some of you are like, I have no idea what you're talking about, and that's a good thing. It's probably a good thing you don't know. So, devil came at Jesus, the devil will come at us. Jesus resisted the devil. Can we resist him? Luke chapter 4 and verse 13 says, the devil left him for a season. What does that mean? He left for a little while. It implies he came back. You think those were the only three times that the devil ever tempted Jesus? No, he came back. You resist the devil, he's going to leave you. But what can you count on? He's coming back, but you can be ready for him. You know what he's going to bring at you. You can be ready for him. How are you ready for him? You memorize those scriptures same way Jesus did. You quote those scriptures the way Jesus did. And you say, not today. Talked to Glenn Dawson 3 or 4 days ago. He talked to me about how even right now the devil's trying to get at him. And Glenn said, you know what I do? I just talk to him. And I say, not today. We're not going through this today. You can go right back out. I'm not doing this today. Quote scripture. Say, I'm going to serve my God. And I'm not going to serve you.